Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, Learning the Humility of Christ. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 11, verse 29. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I have just read from the New English Translation. There was a time in my life when I didn't see the need for the discipline of fasting in my walk with the Lord. Many of the reasons people gave for fasting didn't resonate with me. But a conversation with a friend who had been listening to sermons by Derek Prince changed that. He explained that fasting is so powerful because it is one of the most effective ways people humble themselves before God. At that moment, it clicked for me. God gives grace to the humble. That's why fasting leads to an increase in spiritual power. It is a way of humbling ourselves before God and receiving His grace. This is why fasting is such a powerful and effective discipline when seeking God's face. When man fell, he became like one of the animals, to the extent that many now refer to humans as higher animals. The only way God could redeem humanity and restore us to our original place of glory was to become like one of us. Divine justice required the sacrifice of a man, but no one was qualified because all had sinned, being descendants of Adam. See Romans 3:23. So Jesus came with the seed of the Spirit of God as the first new creation man. Without the sinful seed of Adam, he was qualified to take away the sins of the whole world. In order to accomplish this, Jesus, God Himself, had to strip away His divine glory and become a humble man who would be killed by His own creatures. Such humility is unmatched, and the glory it brings is equally unparalleled. See Philippians 2, verse 7 to 11. Go into today remembering that God gives grace to the humble. Do you desire to walk in great grace like our Lord Jesus? Then let Him be your example of humility. Seek to maintain a humble heart in all you do. Prayer. Lord, deliver me from every root of pride and help me to walk in perfect humility and gentleness. Amen. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for the way you have been living contrary to His will. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms chapters 99 to 101. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms chapters 99 to 101.
Psalm 99.
The Lord reigns. Let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim. Let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion. He is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The King is mighty. He loves justice. You have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is just and right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among His priests. Samuel was among those who called on His name. They called on the Lord, and He answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept His statutes and the decrees He gave them. Lord our God, You answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though You punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 100, a psalm for giving grateful praise.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Psalm 101 of David, a psalm.
I will sing of your love and justice. To you, Lord, I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will conduct the affairs of my house with a blameless heart. I will not look with approval on anything that is vile. I hate what faithless people do. I will have no part in it. The perverse of heart shall be far from me. I will have nothing to do with what is evil. Whoever slanders their neighbor in secret, I will put to silence. Whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, I will not endure. My eyes will be on the faithful in the land, that they may dwell with me. Those whose walk is blameless will minister to me. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land. I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.